This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Two different groups or broods of cicadas, brood 19 and brood 13, will emerge across multiple states this spring, including Missouri, Oklahoma, and Iowa. K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd has witnessed this a couple of times and says it's definitely worth seeing. Raymond, we talked about this last time, but it's something that's still going to happen. It is the cicada, I guess we would call that the rotation is coming back again.
Yeah, Jeff, what's going to happen this year, you probably have heard from the mainstream media that we have the two broods coming out, brood 19 and brood 13. Now, 19 is going to be about 11 states, mostly in the southeast and in the eastern part of the country. And then the 13 is going to be about four states. And the closest states will be Missouri and Oklahoma. Now, I don't know where in those states will be, but it's going to be somewhere there. Kansas has a brood four, but that's not scheduled to come out till like 2032. But I really recommend you go down there and see these emergences because there's like billions of these cicadas. And of course, cicada adults can fly. And what's going to happen is the females will lay their eggs into branches of trees, primarily oaks. And then the nymphs will emerge and then crawl back to the ground. And that's where they reside for 13 or 17 years. And then they'll emerge again in whatever time period they're supposed to. The periodical or 13, 17-year cicadas are smaller than the dog-faced cicadas. And the eyes are more orange-reddish, so they are smaller. So they're very easy to distinguish from our normal dog-faced cicadas or dog-day cicadas.
And something that, if you have a chance to see, definitely worth seeing.
Absolutely. Even if you're not an entomologist, it's still worth to go down and see billions. And they won't bite you. They're plant feeders, basically. But seeing hordes, I've seen two of them in my career, and it is quite a sight to see.
Something else to keep an eye on are clover mites, something we'll be seeing relatively soon.
Actually, Jeff, we're seeing them right now. I've got a number of calls. Now, clover mites are mites. They come into the home. They're red. They have very long front legs, and they don't bite, and they dry out, but they can be a tremendous nuisance. We've gotten a number of calls, I think the most I've ever gotten in the last couple of years. And so what we recommend, now they feed on turf grass. They do feed on turf. So keep your turf grass about 3 feet away from the foundation, especially the south side. Maybe put some rocks or gravel between the turf and the home so it makes it hard for them to crawl across. And then you can have somebody spray like a barrier treatment of an insecticide to repel them. In your home, don't spray, but you can seal the cracks and crevices and also put the double-sided sticky tape on one window seals to trap them. If you do have any questions, you can always contact the extension office. But I do want to tell you, do not buy bombs or light them off. Contact the extension office or a pest management professional to deal with clover mites. And again, there are nuisance coming in. They won't last very long, especially when the humidity is low. But I've got a number of calls. They come in and they're very irritating to people.
Something that we routinely see, or is this unusual?
Well, that's a great question because in the last 5 years, my phone calls and emails, I've had more. We have an extension publication that people can download. If you go to Clover Mites Kansas State University extension publication, it'll probably be the first or second one. And it's a two-page extension publication, has everything you need to know about clover mites. Nothing is a guarantee, but some of the strategies I've already mentioned will definitely alleviate, hopefully, the clover mites coming into your home. And normally they'll start in spring, and then we'll get another influx in the fall.
And eastern tent caterpillar, another thing to be looking for.
Yes, as we get closer to the leaves coming out of trees, the eastern tent caterpillar is one of our earliest caterpillar defoliators. If you drive around the back road, you'll see these nests in the trees, the crotches of trees. And that's where the caterpillars are. They come out, very ornate-looking caterpillars, a blue lining. They feed primarily on plants in the Rosaceae family, cherry, crabapple, plum, things like that. So the best way to deal with them is just open up the nest and let the birds eat them up, or you can spray once you've opened up the nest.
And the damage significant?
Because they're feeding early on, Jeff, and the leaves are coming out, and if they feed on the plant before they can develop leaves, they can cut off the plant's ability to manufacture food through photosynthesis. So that can be a problem if you have continued removal of the leaves on your crab apples or apple trees, yes.
That's K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd. With information on the double emergence of cicadas this spring, clover mites, and eastern tent caterpillars. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.